Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
There is a certain kind of panic that tends to only show up when the truth is about to come out, or a version of it. Not the truth someone crafted, not the version they rehearsed, but the truth they lived. And when we're watching something like this unravel, you never know exactly what may be about to come out. What we're talking about is the new Sean Diddy Combs documentary. And what we're watching right now in that new Sean Diddy Combs documentary is the panic in its purest form. Because for decades, Diddy controlled every frame, every story, every beat of the mythology surrounding him. And now for the first time, someone else has the footage. We're going to see him trying to control that mythology in real time on camera. As someone else tells the story. And he's reacting like a man watching the walls of a private world collapse in slow motion from behind bars. You may have seen some of his reactions to it, calling it illegal, calling it unethical, calling it this, calling it that. The new Netflix documentary, Sean Combs, The Reckoning, is not just another celebrity takedown piece. It's not a rehash of headlines. It's not a remix of old rumors. It's something far more dangerous to a man like Diddy. It's structured, documented, multi-voice portrait of a pattern, a long arc of alleged behavior that insiders, former friends, former employees, artists, accusers, and yes, even the people within the music industry have been talking about quietly for decades. The doc isn't breaking news. It's breaking more silence. When 50 Cent first started teasing this project, people thought he was trolling. People thought it was another layer in the long-running feud. But the more he talked, the clearer it became. This wasn't about rivalry. This was about exposure. This was about finally dragging into the light a version of Diddy that a lot of people in the industry allegedly saw, allegedly dealt with, and allegedly survived, but never felt safe talking about. Not until now, Not after the lawsuits, not after the federal charges, not after the Cassie footage, not after the entire empire started cracking from the inside. And let's be honest, 50 Cent didn't need to make this documentary. He didn't need to insert himself into the downfall of a man he's mocked for years. He didn't need to bring in a director with real credentials, a network with global reach, or a team willing to go after footage Diddy believed he could lock away forever. But he did. And in every interview that he's given thus far, the GMA sit-down, the press tours, the Instagram lives, he keeps saying the same thing. He did this to himself. All we're doing is showing it. That's the part that really kind of just reaches through all of this outrage that we're seeing from Diddy. 50 Cent isn't claiming to expose anything the world didn't know. He's claiming to expose what the world refused to deal with. Because Diddy was powerful, because the industry protected him, because the brand was too big, because people looked the other way. This documentary is the one thing Diddy didn't really expect to see in a Diddy documentary. A mirror. And what the mirror shows is a pattern of control, a pattern of intimidation, a pattern of chaos disguised as glamour, a pattern of alleged violence cushioned by wealth, fame, and loyalty he didn't earn. Loyalty he bought, loyalty he demanded, loyalty he enforced allegedly through fear. According to 50 Cent, the documentary includes people who were in the rooms where Diddy's world wasn't glamorous. The rooms where the screaming happened, where the threats allegedly happened, where the coercion allegedly happened, where the parties allegedly went from wild nightlife to something else entirely. He says these aren't just accusers from lawsuits. These are the insiders, security, assistants, industry, staff, artists, collaborators, people who allegedly had to clean up messes, smooth over incidents, handle payouts, and hush crises, and coordinate the elaborate machinery surrounding a man who for decades believed he was untouchable. And you can hear it in the way 50 Cent talks about him. This isn't a man who slipped once or twice. This is a man who allegedly built an entire ecosystem around secrecy. An ecosystem where money moved quietly. People disappeared quietly. Problems resolved quietly. He describes it as a machine, one designed to protect Diddy, no matter who allegedly got hurt in the process. He also keeps pointing out something crucial. Everyone knew. The industry allegedly knew. The insiders allegedly knew. The people at the label allegedly knew. The producers allegedly knew. The staff allegedly knew. And for years, nobody said a word publicly. Because the power was that intense. Because Diddy's alleged rage was provoked, and when provoked, was allegedly legendary, because people allegedly feared retaliation, career destruction, or worse, so they stayed silent until now. And that's what makes this documentary different from everything else that we've seen about Diddy. It's not just the accusers talking, it's the ecosystem unraveling. One of the biggest revelations 50 Cent has hinted at is the psychological side of Diddy's need to film everything. Not the polished videos, not the music videos, not the behind-the-scenes clips he wanted the world to see, but the private archive. The footage he shot of himself. For himself, long before social media turned everyone into a cameraman. According to the director, Diddy filmed everything. He documented his life obsessively, and he allegedly believed that made him powerful because he controlled the camera, he controlled the angles, he controlled the footage, he controlled how he would be remembered. And that footage, according to Netflix, is now part of the documentary. And that's the part Diddy really doesn't like. It's the part he's speaking about from prison. The part he's calling stolen. That's the part he's trying to discredit before the world can see it. Because if you believe 50 Cent, the footage is not bad, not illegal, bad, but revealing bad, human bad, ego bad, rage bad, panic bad, the kind of bad that collapses, you know, a mythology in seconds. He's talked about the footage that allegedly shows Diddy spiraling before his arrest, not just angry and frantic. Not just stressed, but unglued. Not just emotional, but paranoid. The kind of panic that suggests a man who knows the truth is finally catching up to him, no matter how fast he runs. That 6-day window, the one Netflix has teased in the trailer, may be the most important piece of the entire doc, because it's not about guilt or innocence. It's about exposure. The mask slipping, the confidence cracking, the empire trembling. There's a line in that clip that tells you everything. We are losing. Not we have a plan, not we'll fight this, but we are losing. That's the voice of a man who suddenly realizes the narrative is no longer in his hands. And then there's the broader pattern, the one the documentary allegedly lays out step by step through voices spanning decades. The bad boy era, the Puff Daddy era, the Diddy era, the love era, the rebrands, the transformations, the new personas, the constant evolution designed to bury the past under endless layers of reinvention. 50 Cent has said repeatedly that the rebrands weren't artistic. They were strategic. They were ways to create distance, to create confusion, to create smoke, to make the timeline messy enough that allegations blurred into old rumors, lawsuits blurred into accusations, and everything that made Diddy look bad got lost in the shuffle of the next big party, the next big deal, the next high-profile relationship, the next way of saying Diddy. Or as we like to say here now, dipshitty. The documentary, according to insiders, maps the timeline cleanly. No distractions, no rebrands, no myth-making, just the arc, the rise, the power, the behavior, and the fallout. 50 Cent has talked about the rooms that seems to be the word he's using a lot of, I'll say that. People are going to talk about the rooms. He said in one interview, the rooms where things allegedly happened that nobody wanted to speak about. Rooms where guests allegedly surrendered their phones. Rooms where rules allegedly changed. And rooms where boundaries allegedly disappeared. Rooms where people claimed they felt trapped or scared or violated. These rooms, he says, were legendary, but never in a good way. And the doc allegedly features people who were in those rooms. Then there's the violence, the alleged violence that people in the industry whispered about but never confronted directly. The doc reportedly covers the Cassie video, the one Diddy publicly apologized for once he got caught. But it goes further. It reportedly includes people who claim his rage was not an isolated incident. People who claim they witnessed physical outbursts, screaming matches, smashed objects, threats. Again, allegations, but not new ones, old ones being pulled into the light side by side for the first time. The documentary allegedly drills into the psychological pattern, the charm, the generosity, the seduction followed by the control, the rage, the punishment, the cycle repeated again and again. 50 Cent talked about this specifically, that the charm, again, wasn't accidental, it was intentional, and the rage wasn't random, it was strategic, and people stayed because the quieter moments, the gifts, the praise, the opportunities felt like safety. Until they weren't. The doc reportedly includes people who say they were groomed into that cycle, people who say they were exploited, people who say they were coerced, people who say they saw others go through it, and others who say they dealt with the aftermath, the bruises, the panic, the cover-ups. What 50 Cent keeps emphasizing is that the pattern never stopped. He says the behavior people witnessed and whispered about in the 90s allegedly continued into the 2000s, the 10s, the 20s. The fame didn't humble him. It fueled him. The power didn't restrain him. It expanded the perimeter of what he could allegedly get away with. And the doc apparently draws a straight line through all of it. He's hinted that the documentary includes people who were terrified for years but finally feel protected enough to speak because Diddy is no longer powerful enough to silence them, not with money, not with lawyers, not with influence. And then there's a federal piece. Well, the doc isn't a legal analysis. It reportedly uses the federal investigation as a spine, not to re-prosecute him, but to contextualize the allegations, to show how the civil lawsuits align with what prosecutors described, to show how the accusations overlap to show how the behavior listed in indictments reflects testimony from insiders. Again, not proof, pattern. And that's the thing Diddy's terrified of, a pattern. An isolated accusation can be explained away. A pattern? Not so much. A civil lawsuit can be dismissed as opportunistic. A pattern? Cannot. A single video can be framed as a moment of weakness. A pattern? Cannot. And the documentary is a pattern. That's why Diddy is screaming about stolen footage, because the footage kills the myth, because the footage doesn't care about branding, because the footage doesn't lie to protect him. In some interviews, 50 Cent has said the footage is worse than people expect. Not because it shows crimes, but because it shows truth. A truth that contradicts the persona. A truth that makes the allegations feel less like isolated claims and more like pieces of a larger psychological portrait. He said the doc is bigger than beef, bigger than entertainment, bigger than revenge. He said it's about people who finally get to tell what really happened. And that's why Diddy is scared. Because when a man like Diddy loses control of the story, truly loses it, the whole empire shakes, the money shakes, the relationship shakes, the brand shakes, the legacy shakes. The fan who once defended him start asking questions. The collaborators start distancing themselves. The executives go quiet. The loyalty dissolves, and the truth, or something close to it, starts leaking everywhere. This documentary is another leak in a ship that seems like, hasn't that already sunk? It keeps bobbing to the surface. It's back again. What's going on? Quick, call Fitty. The long-avoided confrontation, the cracks filled in. The timeline cleaned up, the voices aligned, the cameras turned around. Diddy is not watching his career unravel. He's watching his myth unravel. The version of himself he curated for decades, charismatic, visionary, unstoppable, is being confronted by the version people say they saw in the shadows. Controlling, volatile, manipulative, allegedly violent, allegedly exploitative, and allegedly dangerous. The documentary doesn't claim to convict him. It claims to expose him. Expose the rooms. Expose the rage, expose the power dynamics, expose the people who stayed silent, expose the man behind the persona, and expose the pattern. And that's why he's screaming and threatening and accusing and panicking. Because once this documentary is seen, once the footage rolls, once the insiders speak, once the pattern is laid out cleanly, Diddy doesn't get to hide behind branding anymore. He doesn't get to call himself love and erase everything that came before. He doesn't get to say, well, see, they didn't find me guilty of this or that, so none of it can be true. He doesn't get to rely on the industry to protect him. And for the first time in his life, Diddy doesn't get final cut. Have you seen it yet? It is out. If you are, depending when you're watching this, the drop date of it is December 2nd of 2025. So if you're like, is it out? It's out. I'm curious to get your thoughts on it in the comments section on YouTube. If you're not already there, search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. That's where you'll find us. And give us your thoughts. I'd love to hear them. It's going to be an interesting one. I think probably the most anticipated doc about all this in quite some time. Hey, while you're there on YouTube, hit subscribe so you don't miss any of our coverage of this and the many cases that we follow for you right here. We do greatly appreciate that. Until next time, I am Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids, to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook, to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.